Welcome to Mid-South Connect. We're sharing hope for our community. I'm Michael Russell, and joining the discussion today, Mindy Hoover from Love the Dress. And she's here to share about how Love the Dress is demonstrating strength of wholesome beauty through fashion. So welcome, Mindy. We're glad to have you here.
So glad to be here.
And I need to say congratulations because we're coming up on the 10th year for Love the Dress.
Yes, it is. Very exciting. You know, when you first start something like this, you think, oh, we'll just run it and, you know, maybe it'll last 3 or 4 years. And then you go, wow, 10 years. So yeah, it's been amazing.
And you're one of the founding members. How did Love the Dress get started?
There was a group of ladies at the church I was attending, and I was actually a teacher at a local high school, and I saw the need, and they saw the need. Their kids were going to the opposite school here in Franklin. And we just said, you know, let's just get together, collect some dresses, and give them away to some of these girls that are in need. And we collected 100 dresses that first year and had about 100 girls show up. We were not prepared. And it just snowballed, and it's been wonderful, to the point we have about 1,500 to 2,000 dresses every year. And wow, about 450 girls.
That's quite something. I mean, just from a homegrown thing. You know, just like we saw this need and made it happen. So you've seen this progress over the years. What are some of the impacts you've seen on girls or their families as a result of making prom dress and accessories affordable?
Lots of crying in a good way. And we have so many people that come from everything from broken families to we have a lot of dads that come in and go, can you help me? I don't know what to do with a girl in a dress at this stage in her life. And we have some incredibly loving volunteers that just take these girls in, go shopping with them, find them a dress. Some of them, it's the first time they've ever even put on any type of dress or party dress. And it's a little overwhelming, and it's just, I feel good. It's a feel good for everybody involved.
And I think one of the things that I know about Love the Dress, you don't make a lot of distinctions when it comes to what the need is. Who is Love the Dress for?
It's for any girl that is needing a gown. We believe that hardship comes in different forms, in different communities, in different ways. We don't make you come in and prove that you need help. If you come in and say, I need help, then we're there to help you. And dresses are like $10 to $20 for anyone. But of course, if you come in and say, we are financially in need, we can't even afford that. And that does happen quite a bit. They get one for free. The local schools in Middle Tennessee actually refer us girls. They send us names and say, we're sending these girls to you. They truly just need a free dress. And we just say, send them on.
This is truly a labor of love. How big is the core group of folks that run Love the Dress?
It is my friend Raquel and I, and we pretty much run the entire thing. And we have about 75 to 80 volunteers that then come the day before and then all day in 3-hour shifts to come help us out. And we're always looking for more volunteers.
Have you seen, you touched on a little bit, but have you seen any like life-changing experiences or families like, wow, this is why we do this big labor of love every year?
I think it's just in tidbits. You know, we just see so many glimpses of just smiles. And I think it's just so important for these girls to feel loved and to feel beautiful and to feel accepted by their peer groups. I mean, especially where we live in Nashville, Middle Tennessee, I mean, you have girls that live in $2 million homes and girls that live in the projects going to the same school. So, you know, one girl may have a $2,000 prom dress on, and then you have another girl that can't even afford one. And we want them to feel like they are on the same playing field. They feel beautiful in what they have. They feel confident and they feel loved on while they're there. That's our biggest thing. We want these girls to feel special the entire time that they're at our event.
And pardon the dumb man question here, but I am limited by that. How important do you feel that feeling beautiful and valued is for young ladies?
Oh, my goodness. You know, if they feel valued, they don't have to have validation from anyone else. They feel validated by who they are and by the love they feel from their community. So I think it's huge. And for a girl that age,
it seems like no matter who you look at, we can all feel isolated, alone, unworthy of love, or not enough on our own. So please share about the upcoming Love the Dress event that's happening later this month.
All right. So on February 29th is our 10th annual event. We will be open from 8 a.m. until 2 p.m. And we normally have about 80 girls lined up, ready for us when we get there. This year, we are having our event at the Gate Community Church off of Carruthers Drive in Franklin. And we'll be setting up the day before. We will have the event all day that day. Way FM is going to be there with us this year. We're super excited. And we will actually be cleaned up and out of there for church the next morning.
And Mindy, say we have a dress hanging around at home we would like to make available and donate for Love the Dress. Is that opportunity available?
Yes, we have multiple places where you can donate, especially in Williamson County. And most of the high schools will have drives in February that you can drop off at area high school. We also have various shops you can go online and hit donate, and we'll give you a list, and hopefully there will be one in your area.
And once again, the website is?
www.lovethedresstn.com.
Well, Mindy Hoover from Love the Dress has been our guest today. Thank you so much for being here with us.
I'm so glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
And I'm Michael Russell. Thank you for listening. You're invited to Mid-South Connect next Sunday at 6:15 here on Way FM.